You might have noticed your newspaper looked a bit differently this morning if you still get the paper delivered at home. You might have noticed on your social media the hashtag Your Right to Know. This is all about a coordinated campaign from every media company in the country, basically. But it's not about journalists. This is about things that powerful people don't want you to know. Have a listen to the Prime Minister because he thinks it's pretty simple. Don't break the law. Journalists have got nothing to worry about.
People should not be prosecuted for their profession. They should only be prosecuted if indeed they have been found to be falling foul of the law, Mr. Speaker.
Members on my left, the member for
Chifley. I do not believe that those decisions about who should be prosecuted at the end of the day should be made on the whim of politicians. I think they should be made based on the rule of law, Mr. Speaker.
Members on my left.
And the proper assessment of appropriately constituted law enforcement agencies.
Now, of course, a few things to say about that. Firstly, what he says, that politicians shouldn't be deciding, that's exactly what Christian Porter, the Attorney-General, is going to do. He's proposing that the Attorney-General have the final say. So firstly, the Prime Minister is directly contradicting the Attorney-General, his Attorney-General. Secondly, what the Prime Minister is saying completely misses the point. Let me give you some examples. Example number one. More than 10 years ago, Australia used its spies to get a commercial advantage over East Timor. So we used our spies to make money for a multinational called Woodside. The whistleblower, who's a spy, they went to the right people. They asked permission to talk about this. This person even asked which lawyer he was allowed to tell about it. But despite all of that, he's been tied up in the courts for years. His life's been put on hold for years. He faces jail. What did he want to do? He wanted to tell Australians that their spies were spying not for our national security, but for commercial advantage for Woodside. Our spies were eavesdropping on Timorese politicians to make money for a gas company. The whistleblower asked for permission to tell the world about it, still facing charges. Had his life turned upside down for years. So, of course, it is not as simple as the Prime Minister suggests. It is all too easy to be told you've broken the law, even after you've been told you're not doing anything wrong. Example number two. Richard Boyle used to work at the tax office. Richard Boyle. He thought the ATO was being heavy-handed in its debt collection. And sometimes, and they were doing this, they were taking money from people's bank accounts without people knowing it. Took it, didn't tell you why. The government and the ATO have now changed a number of the things that Richard Boyle criticised. So they changed what they were doing because he went public. Again, he tried to use the official whistleblowing channels. It didn't work. And here's where it gets really interesting. He's facing jail, multiple life sentences in jail. He was offered money to shut up. They said to him they'd give him money as long as he didn't talk to the media. We'll pay you out and drop the charges, but only if you stay silent. He refused. So it's not as simple as whether or not you've broken the law. Example number three. Annika Smethurst wrote a story, a true story, about the secretive high-tech eavesdroppers that we have in Australia, the Australian Signals Directorate. Stories basically that various government departments are thinking about letting them expand their spying on Australians. It's a policy discussion. Would you like to know that in some circumstances, the best, most high-tech Australian electronic eavesdroppers are thinking about expanding their powers? I'd like to know. There were no national security implications. There was no advantage given to our enemies. This is a story that you deserve to know about. Annika Smethurst still doesn't know if she could go to jail. They raided her house for 7 hours. Police went through her underwear drawer and her oven. For what? What crime's been committed that so desperately requires that and that she be prosecuted? And there are countless other examples. Want to know who and why a $1 billion travel contract for the government got awarded to someone who's the Liberal Party's chief fundraiser? Sounds like it's worth knowing about. They put in an information request at The Age, denied for months when they finally got the documents backed. So redacted, so blacked out, they were virtually useless. What were they trying to find out about? The Hello World contract. That's a company run by the man who was the Liberal Party's chief fundraiser. Couldn't get anything out of the freedom of information laws. That's not freedom of information. That is freedom from information for the government. And if you're not convinced that this stuff is about people and not journalists, think about this. There are more than 4,000 reports of assaults in aged care homes last year. The government won't even tell us if they were by staff or residents. They won't say if any of those assaults led to convictions. There are thousands of complaints made every year about elderly people in aged care homes, people being abused, neglected, chemically restrained. The government won't tell us which homes. The government won't tell us which facilities. They want to protect the privacy of the businesses that run those homes. So when you hear about media companies running a campaign called Your Right to Know, this is not about special rules for journalists. This is not about journalists being exempt from the law. This is about finding out how powerful institutions are run. This is about finding out what they are doing in your name with your money. The government doesn't want to change anything at the moment. They think everything is fine. Don't break the law and there won't be a problem. That line is BS. It is a deliberate piece of misdirection designed to tell you, don't worry your pretty little head.